You're listening ad-free on Wondery Plus. Oh, I love words. I bet I use them every day. I'm using them right now. There's just so many of them, and each has a melody, a meaning, and a backstory. That's especially true for us English speakers. It's probably likely, depending on how you count them, that English has a richer vocabulary than other languages because it borrowed so many words as it developed. Germanic, Celtic, French, Latin, Greek, so many roots and prefixes and suffixes and stories. Boy, do I enjoy a good etymology. And if you're a word lover too, do we have a treat for you, just in time for Valentine's weekend. On today's Saturday matinee, we have an episode from the podcast Etymolion, dedicated to the language of love, exploring theories about the origins of Valentine's Day, why they're called French kisses, why being a flirt in the Middle Ages was far from flattering, and finding the foolish roots of the word infatuate. I hope you enjoy. While you're listening, be sure to search for and follow Etymolion. We put a link in the show notes to make it easy for you.
The story of Valentine's Day may trace its origins to a 3rd century priest who was imprisoned for secretly conducting Christian weddings. The name Valentine has roots in a Latin word meaning strong. To be infatuated is to be overwhelmed with passion and admiration for someone. While it sounds romantic, the word originates from a Latin term that meant foolish, reflecting the sometimes irrational nature of infatuations. Infatuated is not the only love-struck related term to derive from an old word meaning foolish. The origin of the term French kiss, referring to a passionate kiss involving the tongues, remains a mystery. However, a popular theory ties the phrase to stereotypes and observations made by British and American soldiers. Hello, I'm Leon. My weekly 15-minute podcast, Etymolion Word History, traces the origins of words and names and historical events connected to them. In this episode, I'll uncover the history of words related to love, from the foolish roots of the word infatuate to the evolution of the word passion, which once meant suffering. Listen on to find out why being called a flirt in the Middle Ages was no compliment, when the term man crush emerged, and how a popular dating app nearly ended up with the name Matchbox. Valentine's Day may trace its origins to the story of Valentine of Rome, a 3rd century priest imprisoned by the Roman Emperor Claudius II for secretly conducting Christian weddings. Legend has it that while in captivity, Valentine struck up a connection with the emperor's daughter. Not only did they form a friendship, but Valentine is also said to have cured her of blindness. Before his execution, he sent her a letter on the 14th of February, signed Your Valentine. This story is steeped in myth and is much debated, as is the claim that at the end of the 5th century, Pope Gelasius declared the 14th of February as St. Valentine's Day. It also remains unclear which Valentine Pope Gelasius intended the day to honour. What is widely accepted is that Geoffrey Chaucer's 14th century poem Parliament of Fowls helped link the day of the 14th of February to love. The line, "For this was Valentine's Day, when every fowl comes there his mate to take," referred to the time of year when birds traditionally mate. The Oxford English Dictionary traces the use of the word Valentine in a romantic sense to the late 15th century. The specific use of Valentine to describe an anonymous love message dates to the early 19th century, initially in letter form, as cards did not become widespread until the end of that century. The etymology of the name Valentine can be traced to the Latin word valeo, meaning to be strong, linking it to other English words like value, meaning to assess the strength of something. Valid, meaning that which is strongly or well-founded. And valiant, which means to show courage. Smitten and passion are words commonly associated with romantic feelings, but their origins are deeply rooted in concepts of hurt and suffering. The term smitten originates from the Middle English word smitten, meaning to strike or hit with a firm blow. Middle English was the form of English spoken between the 12th and 15th centuries. Smitten was derived from Old English, the language spoken from the 5th to 12th century, at which point the word meant to blemish or strike. By the late 17th century, the meaning of smitten extended beyond its original sense of being struck down or hit, evolving to signify being struck by love. Smitten is not the only 17th century term that uses the idea of being hit as a metaphor for falling in love. The Oxford English Dictionary also traces the compound term lovestruck to this period. The word passion has also undergone a significant shift in meaning throughout history. It traces back to the Latin word passio, meaning to suffer. Originally, passion, which entered English through Old French, was used to refer to the suffering of Christ on the cross. Over time, it broadened to signify any form of suffering, and eventually expanded further to mean being deeply affected or disposed to something. By the end of the 14th century, this sense of being affected led to the term passion shifting to a meaning of strong desire, particularly in the context of love, evolving into the modern understanding of passion as an intense emotion. We often use terms that reflect irrationality to describe falling in love. People can be crazy in love, idiots in love, or madly in love. They say fools fall in love, and that certainly rings true when looking at the word origins of the terms besotted and infatuated. Both words derive from old words that mean foolish. Besotted comes from the Old English word sot, while infatuated traces back to the Latin fatuus, both of which meant foolish. In addition to besotted, the Old English word sot has also given us the modern word sot, meaning a drunkard. Both besotted, used for someone taken by love, and sot, meaning a drunkard, share linguistic roots with the Dutch word zot, meaning crazy, and the French sot, meaning stupid. The Latin fatuus, meaning foolish, which gives us the word infatuated, is also the source of the word fatuus, which means silly or pointless. In the latter half of the 19th century, the term mash emerged as slang for infatuation, and it is thought that this influenced the use of the word crush to have a similar meaning. The expression man crush, denoting platonic admiration between men, became popular in the 1990s. The letters XOXO are recognised as digital shorthand for conveying hugs and kisses, commonly used in social media posts and text messages. The use of the letter X to represent a kiss dates back to the 18th century, when crosses were often added to letters and documents as a symbol of honesty, with the signatory often placing a kiss upon the cross. The origin of using the letter O to symbolise a hug, however, remains a mystery. The word kissing, defined as the act of caressing with the lips as a sign of affection, comes from Old English. The phrase French kiss refers to a more passionate kiss that involves the use of the tongue. One theory suggests that the term originated from British and American soldiers stationed in France during World War I, who, whilst there, encountered a more sensual and intense style of kissing. Another theory is that the term simply arose from the stereotype of the French being sexually liberated. A more casual term for this type of kiss in British English is snog. It's a mid-20th century term with an uncertain origin, although some believe it may be connected to the word snug. Mythology provides us with figures such as Cupid, Eros, Venus, and Aphrodite, who symbolize love and desire. The iconic Cupid, the god of love, is often depicted wielding a bow and arrow, and is said to possess the power to inspire love in the hearts of those he targets. His name derives from the Latin word cupio, meaning to desire, which is related to the origin of the word covet. Eros is the Greek mythological counterpart to Cupid. His name comes from the ancient Greek word for love and desire, eros, which also gave rise to the word erotic through the French érotique and the word erogenous, referring to sexually sensitive parts of the body, commonly known as erogenous zones. The Roman goddess Venus represents love, beauty, sex, and desire. Her name translates to loveliness and charm. Aphrodite is the Greek equivalent of Venus. While the etymology of her name remains uncertain, she is undoubtedly the origin of the word aphrodisiac. The words flirt, seduce, and charm relate to the art of attraction, desire, and persuasion. The word flirt today is commonly understood as toying with someone or something. In the context of people, it refers to playful behavior that suggests romantic or sexual attraction, while in other contexts, it describes a casual engagement with an idea or possibility. Between the 16th and 18th centuries, however, one of the meanings of the noun flirt was a derogatory term for a woman of loose morals engaging in casual encounters. To seduce someone, etymologically, is to lead them away. The word derives from the Latin si, meaning apart or away, combined with duco, meaning to lead. The root duco, meaning to lead, also appears in other words, such as duke, referring to a noble leader, introduce, meaning to lead something or someone in, and conductor, one who leads a musical performance. The word charm originates from an old French term meaning a magic spell, which traces back to the Latin carmen, meaning song. Feelings of love prompt the body to produce a range of hormones and chemicals that affect our emotions. Oxytocin, often called the love hormone, is known for reducing stress and anxiety. According to Harvard Health Publishing, our bodies release it when we feel excitement towards a sexual partner or fall in love. Beyond this, oxytocin also aids childbirth by stimulating the muscles of the uterus to contract. Its name reflects this function, with oxy derived from the ancient Greek word oxus, meaning swift, and tocin from the ancient Greek word toukos, meaning childbirth. The term toukos is also the root of the word toxicology, which refers to the branch of medicine focused on childbirth, and tocophobia, the fear of childbirth. The hormone oxytocin is sometimes administered to women in labour in order to speed up delivery. Dopamine, a key player in the brain's reward system, surges during romantic feelings. The term dopamine was coined in the 1950s from DOPA, a shortened form of dihydroxyphenylalanine. Serotonin, integral to mood regulation, plays a unique role in the early stages of love. According to the mental health brand Calm, serotonin levels fluctuate during new romances, leading to obsessive thoughts. Over time, these levels stabilize, fostering a sense of calm and contentment. The name serotonin stems from serum, as the compound was first isolated from blood serum in the 1940s. The word serum traces back to Latin, where it meant watery fluid. Tinder is among the most prominent names in the online dating industry. The word Tinder originates from Old English and refers to the material used to light a fire. This name was chosen to symbolize the spark of attraction that can ignite between potential partners. The app was initially going to be called Matchbox, which carried the double meaning of match as both a connection and a fire starter. The word match, as in a connection between two people, comes from the Old English word matcher, meaning companion, mate, or equal. This is also where we get the word match as in a game, based on the idea of companions or equals facing off. Match in the context of a fire starter comes from an old French word mecha, meaning a candle wick. That term is believed to trace back to an ancient Greek term for a lamp. The word darling has its origins in Old English, with the dar element deriving from the same root as the word dear. In the Old English language, spoken by the Anglo-Saxons, the word dear meant expensive or precious. This concept evolved into both the term darling, referring to someone precious to us, and dear, which became synonymous with pricey. The use of the word dear to open written correspondence is a natural extension of the word's affectionate usage in speech, similar to that of its cognate, darling. Thanks for listening. For more word history, follow my podcast. Search Etymoleon wherever you get your podcasts. That's Etymoleon.